You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Ingredients and carefully bake to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Former DNC chair is advising Hillary Clinton to stop acting like an attorney when it comes to questions about her email.
One thing I try to do is get the lawyers to not have everything to say about what you present. You've got to think about this in plain language.
On NBC's Meet the Press, ex-Vermont Governor Howard Dean says there's no substance to claims the former Secretary of State emailed classified materials at the time. Dean also shrugged off the idea that Vice President Joe Biden might enter the White House race, saying he doesn't think there's room in the Democratic field.
If Joe gets in the race, Joe gets in the race. I think that's a tough one for him. He's a very good guy. He's been a terrific vice president, but he has 100% name recognition. He's already behind Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
Fire crews in Washington state are more optimistic thanks to favorable weather and the expected arrival of new equipment. Milder winds yesterday helped firefighters extend containment lines, and 20 large fire engines and 10 water tankers are expected to be in service sometime today. 70 fires are burning in California, Idaho, and Montana. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The man who pioneered and shaped the field of Jewish communal service has died. Gerald Bubas died at his home in Los Angeles late last week. He established the School of Jewish Communal Service in 1968 on the Los Angeles campus of the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion. For more than 20 years, he developed and sustained a program to educate Jewish professionals to serve the Jewish community. He wrote more than a dozen books and some 170 academic papers and popular articles on the Jewish family and Jewish identity in the modern world. Gerald Bubas was 91. Doctors are testing a novel approach to repair damaged knee cartilage. They're harvesting healthy cartilage cells from a patient and using them to grow new cartilage in a lab. Dr. David Flanagan of Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center explains how it works.
It's a three-dimensional, almost like a honeycomb scaffold, and that's what they put the cells in, and they grow those cells within the scaffold so it starts making cartilage.
Dr. Flanagan says it's a great new alternative to surgery to remove damaged cartilage. Once knee cartilage is damaged, it doesn't heal or regrow on its own. And over time, it can erode and lead to osteoarthritis. Danny was number one. Now, Kilo is number two. Tropical depression Kilo is churning in the Central Pacific and could become a hurricane later in the week. The storm is currently located about 700 miles southwest of Honolulu, but forecasters say it could move northward and possibly affect the western Hawaiian Islands in several days. Join us online at USA Headline News for more special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, let's look at the local weather here at 100andchamberradio.com for the Flemington area. It's 79 outside right now, and sunny the rest of the day, high near 87. Slight chance of showers or thunderstorms passing through tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a little around 65. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, and maybe a couple of showers up till the afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy. Clearing up in the high back again in the mid-80s. Tuesday night, clear, low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. And then clear on the overnight Wednesday, low in the 50s again. More of the same Thursday and Friday, high around 80. Looks like the humidity might be lifting a little bit. Friday clear, sunny right through Sunday from this point. So stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, welcome to the table. It's Bill Kinsler, your chef here. Chef Bill. Coming to you on Mondays this time. See what's coming up for the week, even what happened over the weekend. So summer's winding down. Of course, Labor Day being late. Next week we'll see if we can come up with a couple of ideas for, well, for a lot of people it's the final big cookout slash barbecue. Or if you're cooking out at the beach, school for most people will have already started. Not just the colleges, but the youngsters will be back too because it's so late. So yeah, we'll see. You know, we can sneak one last celebration in before we. Well, September's fun though. We have Oktoberfest coming up, and the fall harvest will be in. So there'll be lots to explore this fall. So, what are we doing this week? Eating the week. Oh, yesterday the Corn and Tomato Festival, big success, good turnout. And I guess the fair, the 4-H, the county fair is winding down, I believe today. I'm not sure. I think it's today. But been perfect weather. I think a lot of people are enjoying that. Fairs, of course, this is the time of year anyway. You know, I'm from New York State, and State Fair was always ended on Labor Day, so. It's always the big deal. But now, yes, now is the time of year with the harvest in. There's plenty of stuff to do. I think, locally, Madalena's Cheesecake was mentioned on featured on a show, Carnival Eats, and I think it's the cooking channel it was. It's probably repeating. I think it was on last night also, but they were going to festivals in New Jersey, and I came up with a bacon chocolate covered cheesecake on a stick, which looked pretty good. We use their products at Jake's, their apple pie, the cheesecake cookies, chookies they call them. So we've always used their products since we've been open. And then there'll be another show. I think Jake's maybe we'll get a mention in that one. It's Great American Food Finds on the 29th. So that's another, want to see local businesses featured, that's where you go. Oh, so this week, all right, what do we have? Today, National Waffle Day, also Peach Pie Day. I guess nice peach-topped waffle would be good, although fried chicken and waffles seems to be the thing, We've done them before with a jalapeno waffle. I know there's many. I mean, you can always have waffles that you put in the toaster or in the oven. Many varieties out there in Belgian style and round and square. But if you have a waffle iron, it's nice to make your own because you can alter the flavors of it. And I saw one, somebody had done a mac and cheese waffle. Took macaroni and cheese and chilled it and then pressed it in a waffle so they got a nice cheese crust, cheesy crust on it. That looked pretty good. But fried chicken and waffles, it's become now one of those new classic combinations that people have rediscovered. So you have waffles with a sweet syrup. I know when we did a Jack Daniel's, or no, I know it's not, I'm not Jack Daniel's, Southern Comfort and peach syrup. So actually that would work with the peach pie, just peach syrup and then fried chicken, and of course you always want a little hot sauce on the side, so could be something fun. Tomorrow, 25th Whiskey Sour Day, also happens to be Banana Split Day. So I guess if you're not into whiskey sours, it's a old school drink. A banana split would be nice, especially in the summertime. Driving around, find a nice ice cream stand somewhere. 26th Cherry Popsicle Day. And the 27th is Banana Lovers Day. And we'll give you a couple of quick sauces to enjoy using bananas or cherries. But also under the bananas, I think now we have to think of plantains also. And plantains can be sweet, or the unripe ones are treated more like a French fry. So we'll go over the quick procedure for those. The 28th, Cherry Turnover Day. The 29th, Chop Suey Day. Chop Suey. And there's, if you look that up, it's originally a Chinese dish. And there's variations of it that actually originate, I think, in the Canton province of China. And it was kind of just, I think, for the merchants, little bits of leftovers kind of used, the vegetable parts they couldn't sell or whatever. Usually has some protein in it, a meat, and also egg. And it's kind of a stir fry. It's interesting when you look up, you have a good Chinese cookbook or anything on don't tend to mix too many things together. Usually it's just showcasing one or two vegetables. And, you know, we try to, of course, at the restaurant, we do a vegetable stir fry. So you need that vegetable option on there, and people can always add proteins to it. But it's very standard. We don't try to get too crazy with spices or anything. We've done different stir fries, but the chop suey one, I guess, so you've got versions of that become either chow mein with the fried noodles, or it becomes lo mein with the soft noodles, or it can just go over rice. And then American chop suey is something not even close to this. It's macaroni, and you crumble some ground, you know, cook some ground beef, maybe with some onions and peppers, tomato sauce, and some macaroni elbows, and then top it with cheese. So that's American chop suey. So be careful when you're talking about that, which one you mean. But I think with the end, you know, summer harvest and a nice mixed vegetable stir fry might be in order. It's as good as a base for things, for, say, different grilled proteins, or you can stir fry the proteins. A little egg in there always helps. So we'll go quick procedures for that. And then the 30th is Toasted Marshmallow Day. Pretty appropriate for summer. Toasting marshmallows and make the s'mores that the kids like. Also National Mai Tai, another old school cocktail. I know one time I was looking for, there used to be a dry mix you could buy. I don't even think it's made anymore. But several fruit juices. But it's, again, whiskey sour, Mai Tai. If you're having a party, sometimes it's nice. If you have a punch, of course, make non-alcoholic punches. But if you have one big bowl of something like that people, or pitchers that people can just serve, it works out. And with the Mai Tai, the whiskey sour, you've got some fruits in there. even some fruit garnish if you like. So let's see, the show today, we're going to talk about some vegetable dishes, you know, the chop suey we could certainly go into a little bit, but a couple of things I've tried this week. And with the harvest in, you know, it behooves us to even make vegetables the center stage showcase. And then a couple of things with cherry and banana, and that should give us a good hour. So we've got a break for some messages now, but we'll be right back at the table. Chef Bill.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Chef Bill, I'm going to talk maybe about some summer vegetables dishes. So this chop suey that we look at, or chow mein, lo mein, stir fry, perfect time to do it. Now, thing what you want to do with stir fries, and a wok obviously is the ideal implement to use for this. You've got the wide surface area, the nice circular bottom, but you can still do a stir fry in a big skillet. Problem comes with trying to do too much at once, and you see your burners can't maintain the high heat. Of course, in a commercial operation, much different. The lot higher BTUs per hour coming out of that the jet there, but sometimes dividing it up can help, but never more than maybe a couple of portions at a time in a pan. Now, the nice thing about them, of course, is you could it's so quick to cook that you can make a batch, put it in a bowl, set it on the side there, and then make the second batch and then combine. Another way to do it, I watched Martin Yan at a demonstration one time, and he had two burners and two pans, and he said, do the protein if you're using it in one pan, and then the vegetables in another, and then you can just combine them at the end. So you can do actually two things at once. And this is often what happens too. If you don't have a good hot flame for the protein, it ends up kind of boiling instead of a nice sear, that nice stir fry. Usually we coat the proteins. Cornstarch would be probably the ideal. Just a light dusting of cornstarch or flour, either one. Cornstarch would, what it does, it helps put a little browning on the protein, and also something for the sauce to cling to. So important, have your items cut into uniform thicknesses so they cook evenly. And your firmer vegetables, you may want to put in a little bit earlier than ones, say, like if you have any greens going in there, like the green part of bok choy. What I do with bok choy is I slice the stems just like celery, and then I reserve the leaves. I coarsely chop those, so I'll do the stems first, and then at the end just wilt the leaves a little bit so you don't have the leaves getting too overcooked. Maintains their nice color and texture. And the nice thing about a stir fry, again, you can have your prep done ahead. Have your vegetables cut ahead, your proteins, whatever you're using, and even your sauce. And there's many recipes out there. We do a basic just with soy sauce. We use sherry, or you can use mirin, the sweet rice wine. Sesame oil I use at the end, just kind of as a finishing oil. I don't stir fry in the sesame oil. It'd be too strong, and quite frankly, you know, could be a little too expensive also. For thickeners, oftentimes we'll make a little, what we call a slurry, or a light paste out of cornstarch and water. Or even some of the broth, if you're using broth in the sauce. And you just want to dissolve the cornstarch in there. If you do that ahead of time, of course, it'll settle out. You have to stir it back again. And some people like that. We don't do it at Jake's. The sauce is thin, but I think that's probably, it could be what people like about it. It's not the thick, sometimes overly sweet sauce you get in some of the takeout places. It's just a little bit more real. But if you, for a thickener and flavor, of course, hoisin is nice, or a chili paste if you want something a little hot. We've even done stir fries with a sesame vinaigrette. You can find even an Asian style salad dressing, and you know it's got some oil in that, yes, but usually as a finishing touch for seasoning, works pretty well. Now, your aromatics, of course, you need ginger and garlic, and I like scallion. Or you know, you could use onion if you want in the stir-fry. I like the scallion. You could stir-fry with the white parts and then add the green part at the end if you like. Or just cut them into inch and a half pieces, or slice them across, whatever you want to do. But normally when you're stir-frying, you'll flavor the oil with ginger and garlic first. And again, the oil's fairly hot. I use canola oil. A lot of recipes may call for peanut oil. Canola oil seems to be able to take the heat all right. And you'll briefly stir in the garlic and ginger, and then, of course, even the white of the scallion if you want, and then add your protein. Now, another thing, if you're putting egg in your stir-fry, especially if you're doing stir-fried rice, usually has some chopped egg in there. And really in the beginning is when you do that, before you just have your pan hot or your wok, a little oil, and you have beaten egg, and very quickly in the hot oil, just stir fry the egg and set it aside, because it's going to break up when you mix that back in afterwards. But egg is nice, it's a texture, a soft texture. Add some protein, especially if you want just a vegetarian dish. Some recipes will call for a shredded egg pancake, which is relatively easy to make. You just one egg and one egg yolk if you want to make it very rich. And even I remember in Japanese cooking, there's a square pan that they will use for pancake or egg, a large one for sushi. But basically you're gonna make a rectangle or a square pancake, and then set it aside. Then you can julienne that, cut it into thin shreds for a garnish later. So if you're doing this, you know, chop suey, if you're doing pad thai, whatever you're doing, you have your egg first if you're doing it, and then, of course, your aromatics, you do your proteins, and you want to keep the pan or keep the product moving. The idea, it's difficult for, I don't know, some even for me to get used to, because usually when you're sautéing, you move the pan around. And in stir frying, you really need to hold the pan steady or the wok over the flame and use the wide spatula to move the product around. And, of course, it's much easier with a wok because you have the high sides on it. In a sauté pan, you're flipping, you're tossing things in the air. So it's really, a whole different style of cooking than what I would normally do. So you keep the product moving in the pan. And when the protein is pretty much, 80% cooked, you remove it, and now you may have a little bit of water that's come off, whatever. You want to take that oil and discard it. It shouldn't be much left anyway. And then wipe the wok clean and then do your vegetables. And again, adding them, the firmer ones first. You've got your aromatics, and keep the product moving. You just want it about 50% cooked, and then you can add back in your sauce to coat, if you're using it, and your protein, and finish it off. So if you're doing one portion, you could do the steps that I've just described. Or if you want to use two pans, do the proteins in one and the vegetables in another. You could do them both at the same time, save yourself a little time, and then combine and then be able to serve right away. And whether you have the lo mein wheat noodles, can't have the wheat, you can always use a rice noodle. The chow mein, of course, is the fried noodles, but a rice is always nice also. Now, for a chilled version of this, of course, I always like to bring the salad. It's my go-to for family gatherings because, one thing, everybody seems to like it, but it's good in the summer because it doesn't have any mayonnaise in it. I'll make my own sesame noodles. Now, I think a couple of weeks ago in the Times they might have had an old recipe for the old school sesame noodles that usually calls for a little tiny bit of peanut butter and I don't keep much peanut butter in the restaurant. That's the one allergy that's the allergen that can be severe. So we do have a jar of peanut butter somewhere that if people need some, they keep it locked up in a cooler somewhere so I don't get any cross-contamination. But I just, I feel the peanuts are something, if I can contain it, we do that. So I've never used the thick ones, and sometimes the cold noodles are really too heavy. When I do sesame noodles, and I'll use even just fresh linguine noodles for this, fresh egg pasta, which is similar to your wheat noodle for Chinese cooking. Have your noodles cooked, and then, of course, run a little cold water over them to chill them down a little bit. And then I usually hit it with sesame oil and a little bit of soy. And what I like is the chipotle Tabasco, actually, for my heat. And then, of course, you can toss some toasted sesame seeds, some scallion in there. And that's a nice base for a salad. Now, if you want something thicker, yes, there are sesame dressings out there that are emulsified. We use it in our version of an Asian salad. Kind of binds things together. But our Asian slaw is just a little bit of rice vinegar and some sesame oil, some cilantro, a little bit of ginger. And we'll do that with a shredded Napa cabbage and red cabbage. And that forms the base to it. But then with the salad, you have celery cut on the bias, nice, good, crunchy pieces of celery. We'll have broccoli, you can have some shredded carrots, snow peas or sugar snap peas are always good. And if you're using the broccoli or even asparagus, we'll usually blanch that first. You don't have to, but it sets the color a little bit nicer. But we'll do these vegetables. Now, you could do a stir fry and chill it down if you wanted to. And just make sure you don't cook them too long. And chill them down, and then you have your sesame noodles, and you could have a nice room temperature or chilled salad that you can You can have it outside. You don't have to worry about mayonnaise. You don't have to worry about things that can go bad with it in the heat. And that's, I guess, one reason I like to do it. It travels well. You keep the vegetables and the pasta separate. You can combine them at the end. You can also put some fried noodles on top. So that's a, you know, variation, I guess, of chop suey, but it works out. We'll come back after news and talk about a couple of great summer vegetable dishes, succotash and ratatouille, and maybe a quick grilled salad. Chef Phil's Table. So fine, so young.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. It's shaping up to be another ugly day on Wall Street as stocks are opening sharply lower. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer tells Fox News to not get worried just yet.
They don't see a trade war. I don't see tax increases. I don't see stimulus spending. I don't see the Fed doing its crazy quantitative easing anymore, thank God. And all the causes of the Great Recession, I think, are pretty much over.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 1,000 points in the opening minutes. It's currently down more than 500 points. Last week, the Dow fell more than 1,000 points, its largest drop since October of 2008. Speculation continues to grow that Vice President Joe Biden may throw his hat into the ring for the 2016 presidential race. Biden is declining an invitation to speak at this week's Democratic National Committee meeting in Minneapolis. Chipotle Mexican Grill wants to hire as many as 4,000 new workers in one day. The fast food chain announced today that it's looking to expand its staff by up to 4,000 during next month's Career Day on September 9th. This is USA Headline News.
In the beginning, man had to painstakingly brave the elements and scale the highest mountains just to deliver the good news.
Hear ye! Hear ye!
Now they just go to christianpress.com. It's fast, affordable, and much easier on the joints. Quickly and painlessly deliver your message with christianpress.com. christianpress.com connects you directly to thousands of journalists, media outlets, news networks, and social media platforms, ensuring your message hits the mark. Every time, your audio and digital content will be professionally produced so your business or organization's message stands head and mountains above the rest. So reach your target market and get the results you need with ChristianPress.com or call 316-644-6185. That's 316-644-6185.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me yours.
Okay, Skippy, you can get off the mountain now. We found ChristianPress.com. Spread your good news. Visit ChristianPress.com today.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in the Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill's table. So, succotash. Got to be quintessential summertime vegetable dish. Although succotash, there's versions that Native Americans used actually year-round. In the wintertime, it would be dried corn and dried beans. But it was the combination. Now, we always think of corn and lima beans, and of course, it's, kind of boring. And most of the frozen versions, they'll use baby lima beans. Now, my wife happens to like the Ford hook, the larger ones. But really, it was some form of corn, and then some kind of beans, and also squash, the three sisters. I've heard that term before. The three vegetables grew together, and also just nutritionally, it all works together. So you have some kind of bean that's shell beans, they call them. So you could have a cranberry bean, lima bean. I use edamame in mine, so actually it's could be a good protein vegetable dish. And I've done the corn and the edamame and the green beans, and then this last week in the Times, one of the Times food writers are great. They recipes are well researched. They really find good inspiration with those. If you're not a reader of the Times, I get the Wednesday paper every week just to see what's going on with the food. I know I could do it online, but I don't know. I'm still a newspaper guy. And then, of course, the Sunday usually has an article, but their food writers are great. So the writer did a nice succotash with other vegetables in it also. There's okra, besides the corn, some greener wax beans, a little bit of zucchini, he used a serrano chili. I made this, actually, and I used a little jalapeno, green tomato, which obviously tomatoes are ripe, but it's always green tomatoes. We use them all summer. And it's a nice upscale vegetable stew at this point. It's just like ratatouille, the other one that people think, it's just eggplant and tomatoes. And it's such an injustice has been done to these great vegetable dishes. So the author recommends serving it with lobster. So I made this succotash. I didn't have the shell beans. I used edamame, which I had, and some sliced okra. And you start with onion, and then you just add your vegetables. Corn, of course, we'd scrape it off the cob, and I like to scrape the cob to get that little milk that comes out. That helps add a little bit of substance to the succotash. But basically, started melt some butter and saute some chopped onion, and then I added the corn and then the other vegetables. Now, the shell beans, you could boil a little bit first, especially if you're using... you could use, frozen edamame. You'd want to boil that a little bit for a couple minutes first. But, toward the end, you add your zucchini and tomatoes. I did some diced pepper, as I say, a little bit of minced jalapeno, no seeds or anything. I didn't want it too hot. And you need, of course, some salt. And I reserved the black pepper till the end because I didn't know how much heat would come off the jalapeno. But basically, a little splash of water in there to create some steam. And inside of, 10 minutes, you've got a great vegetable dish. And then the suggestion to serve it with lobster. And it was cooked lobster meat, which, of course, in a restaurant, we're fortunate. We usually have some. We've been doing a lobster cob salad. So I took the meat from a whole lobster that was cooked, left the claws whole, and just sliced the tail into four slices each side. And recipe called for creme fraiche, which I didn't have any on hand. I used a little whole butter and some heavy cream and a few drops of lemon juice to replicate the sourness of the creme fraiche, and heated the lobster meat back up in the succotash. And really, I served it with some smashed potatoes. The author had recommended maybe some grits, but actually cheddar grits, you know, I was tempted. We have those on the menu also, but the smashed potatoes and lobster succotash, outstanding. You can usually oftentimes find cooked lobsters also at the fish market. Lobsters that have been steamed off instead of having to cook your own. If you like to cook your own, that's fine. Then you have to clean them, but if in a pinch, cook lobsters. But I think for this dish, what I was going to do initially, which I didn't have enough on hand, take a nice ground fish like cod, nice thick piece, and use that New England cracker topping. So it would have been that buttery, you know, the round butter, I guess the Ritz, Hi-Ho's, any of those kind of crackers. And you crumble them up, and I use butter, a little onion and garlic powder, a little cayenne. You don't need any salt because you've got the crackers have salt, but the cayenne gives a little bit of heat. And then if you want a little basil in there or parsley. But basically, we used to stuff shrimp with this too. We'd make it in an Italian restaurant. We would make it a little bit more spicy and garlicky. But this topping on baked fish, I thought, you know, a piece of baked fish with the New England topping and then the lobster succotash is kind of the kicked up side would be just a great meal for any time, but especially in the summertime when that fresh corn's around. And ratatouille, the other one that gets kind of misused sometimes. We had done one, what was the restaurant week? We did a quinoa pilaf and served it with a fall ratatouille. We used some fall squashes instead of the zucchini, but we still had a little bit of eggplant in that. And right now, I mean, I get the white eggplants. They're a little firmer, real nice. And again, it's a dish. It's kind of something you build just like a chowder. And I use of course, some onions and peppers to start. And then what we'll do is take a little bit of tomato paste. And this is a technique we use for sauces and for stews and other things. We actually cook the tomato paste, saute it a little bit with the vegetables. Kind of, even though it's a highly concentrated cooked product, sauteing it somehow changes it a little bit. It also makes a little caramel in the pan. And then we start adding our other vegetables. So we've got diced eggplant and the diced zucchini squash. And I use fresh diced tomatoes. The Romas are the better ones. You can use either one that you like. But I don't even peel them. You can knock the seeds out of them easily enough. You cut them in half crosswise across the equator of the tomato. And then with a little spoon or the tip of a knife, you can kind of dig the seeds out if you want. But you add the eggplant. It's going to take a little longer than the zucchini to cook. And then the tomatoes towards the end. The tomatoes will throw off enough water. Again, seasoning, usually some thyme, some basil, parsley. You can put garlic in it if you want. And the water comes off the tomatoes. And really, you've got a nice braised vegetable dish. And again, using fresh, of course, remember to put enough salt in there. And the quinoa, basically what I did with that was a little shredded carrot, minced shallot. You could have a little minced celery if you want, and you'll saute that. And quinoa, you could kind of cook like rice, almost the same proportions there after you've washed it and soaked it. And you could use water with salt and pepper if you want to keep it vegetarian, or if you have a vegetable broth, or if you want to use chicken broth, you can. But I just kept it vegetarian. And then as this is cooking, you've got that little bit of vegetables in there. And then I took some cooked spinach and chopped it very finely. And towards the end, I stirred that in to the quinoa. So you've got the nice color. I use spinach as kind of like an herb. And a nice, take the peel off, put it in a soup cup, and invert it on the plate and put the ratatouille around it. You've got you've got your protein source with the quinoa and the summer bounty. Ratatouille, great with seared tuna, red meats. It would be a nice variation of it. Grill some tuna and have the ratatouille as the base for the fish. And also steak. And it does go well with, I guess you could make with some potato wedges and put the ratatouille on it and have your kind of vegetarian loaded potatoes if you wanted. So many other dishes in the summer. The mock shoe, corn, tomatoes, and peppers. We had corn chowder this weekend. Great, you can always add seafood with it. And don't forget gazpacho, especially now we get the what they call the canning tomatoes or the soup tomatoes ready to fall apart. They're so ripe and beautiful, and just should make a gazpacho. Have it as a beverage. We've got a break for some messages here, and we'll be back at the table. Chef Phil.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Chef Bill back here at the table. Oh, something else I found. We've been using the baby iceberg lettuce now for our wedge of iceberg salad. Very much better. Not as watery. Good flavor to it. It's a nice find. So I found these other ones, called Little Gems, the romaine. So it's a whole head of romaine. They're the green leaves and everything, but miniature version. Not inexpensive by any means, but I thought, you see it everywhere now, the grilled romaine salad. It's kind of, a lot of people restaurants are doing it as their version of a Caesar, because Caesar's kind of gotten mainstream, and it used to be a fancy table side thing that you got a lot of money for, and now it's everywhere. So as restaurants have to keep trying to tweak things a little bit, so the grilled romaine now has become a version of the Caesar. So I got these little gems, and they're great because they're, again, just like the baby icebergs, full of flavor. You can use the green, the stem. What we do is just cut the stem end off. We lightly grill it, just season it, salt and pepper, and brush them with olive oil, and just lightly grill. What happens is the outside leaves char a little bit. You've got the inside. Again, just cut it in half lengthwise. I mean, you could do this with regular hearts of romaine too, but these are they're smaller, a little more reasonable, but good, as I say, good flavor. Not as much water in them, I guess. So, and I had tried it. A nice, a simple vinaigrette and some Asiago. So it kind of took it in the direction of a Caesar without the heavy dressing. And that was pretty good. Oh, the other thing also with this grilled romaine, if you happen to see radicchio, the round ones are okay, a little bit bitter. If you see the treviso, the longer ones that look almost like a Belgian endive, that's another, if you wanted to do a mixed grilled lettuce, that would be the other thing to use. So then we decided, black bean corn salad we'd make in the summertime. Again, it's got everything. Black beans, you can cook your own or use canned. We always rinse them. But it's basically like a corn salsa with some black beans in it. So, your tomatoes, the oregano, cumin, red wine vinegar, some oil. So it's kind of dressed. It's a We've used it, served it warm, served it cold. So we did on the grilled romaine, we did the black bean and corn salad on the grill. And the grilled lettuce doesn't have to be served, obviously, piping hot. You just touch it on the grill and then kind of let it sit. So we put this black bean corn salad on it, and then we had some cotija cheese, the C-O-T-I-G-A. It's some called Mexican Parmesan. It's it comes in a block, or you can find it probably grated. It's hard enough to grate, crumble. It probably more resembles a feta, fairly salty, which is actually good. It's what you need with the grilled lettuce. Can come off a little bit bitter sometimes, especially if you use the radicchio. But some of this cheese on top. So we took this grilled salad in a whole new direction, and very good. Or if you do a grilled salad and turn it into a knife and fork BLT, just especially now with the Jersey tomatoes, we were doing that. Nice slices of tomato, and we've tried the Nooskies applewood smoked, thick sliced. You could use that. We tried it with some duck bacon. Yes, you can. The producers now make duck bacon. Looks like just like turkey bacon. It's a formed product, but actually pretty good. Now for our cherries and bananas. What are we going to do? Okay, I think of sauces for ice cream. Cherries Jubilee, Bananas Foster are the classics. Cherries, really in season now, May through August, short season. A lot of times you'll use them frozen or canned. Basically two families. You got the sweet and the sour. The sweet cherries, the Bing cherries, probably the most popular. There's Lambert's Rainier, which is a golden cherry, and the Royal Anne is a large yellow cherry. Sour cherries, most of them would be in canning, although the Morellos, we've used those before in cocktails at the restaurant instead of a maraschino, which is fake cherries, right? And then the lighter ones, Montmorency, is oftentimes you'll see in a sauce with duck, poultry, pork. Very good. Easy if you're using fresh or canned. The Jubilee, make a syrup, some water, and a little sugar. Boil it 5 minutes, a cup of water to a quarter cup of sugar. And you can thicken that, if you like, with a little bit of cornstarch slurry. Maybe 2 teaspoons of cornstarch with a little bit of the of cold water. And then, if you're using the fresh, a pound of Bing cherries, you've got to pit them, of course. A 1-inch strip of lemon zest. And you'll poach these cherries for 5 to 7 minutes. And then remove the lemon zest. Now you've got this nice sauce for ice cream. But what you do then is take a quarter cup of either Kirschwasser or cherry brandy, just warm it up, ignite it, and add it to the sauce. Ignite it, you'll burn off a lot of the alcohol, not all of it, but that kirsch will give it a nice, intense cherry flavor. That same with Bananas Foster. The simple one, I mean, the variations on it for a serving, and actually it would be kind of a Banana Foster split would be good, huh? Take a banana instead of just the raw banana, make Bananas Foster, of course, served over ice cream. So for each one, a tablespoon of butter, whole butter, and 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. And you melt that in a pan. You have your split banana, warm it up in the, you don't want to cook it too much. A ripe banana doesn't need much cooking. But kind of coat it with the butter sugar. Now, some people maybe use a little bit of orange juice or orange zest. I like actually a little bit of chocolate in mine, and a dash of cinnamon. So you've got the syrup, and then a couple of tablespoons of rum. You could use light or dark, and maybe a little dash of banana liqueur if you can get it. And of course, you're going to ignite to burn the alcohol. And then again, you could serve it over ice cream. We've done it over, it's really great, over like a cinnamon or cinnamon raisin bread made into French toast, kind of a dessert breakfast. Have your French toast and then ice cream with the Banana Foster on top. So either way, celebrating bananas, of course, we can get year-round with the cherries. I know it's the turnover week or the popsicle, but I thought the something with ice cream, right? It's summertime. Or use the Jubilee sauce over again. You know, it's waffle week. How about a nice waffle, a Belgian waffle with ice cream or whipped cream and some cherries Jubilee on it? It'd be all right. And of course, the other member of the banana family, the plantain. You can find ripe ones, which oftentimes are baked and glazed, served kind of like a sweet, starchy accompaniment. The unripe ones, of course, we treat more like a potato. And frying them, of course, we like the tostones. Tostones are great because they're little smashed circles of fried plantain, and you can use them. They're good as they are with a dip, but you can also use them as a base for something, just like we do, say, fried green tomatoes or something like that. So the plantain, you have the green ones. You have oil, about an inch of oil. You can shallow fry these. You'll peel them, cut them into maybe 3/4 to an inch thick rounds. That's all you need, nothing bigger than that. So you're going to fry these a few minutes till they're golden brown. You want them to be fairly soft. I guess you could check them with a toothpick. And then you'll drain them, set them aside to drain them. Once they're cooled off, you just take either the edge of a knife, the flat edge, you smash them, and they look kind of little jagged circles. And this can be done ahead. And just like Belgian fries or French fries, you're going to fry them a second time. So you have the tostones smashed, and then you heat your oil back up to at least 360. 360 is good, 375 if you want to watch them carefully. But then you'll refry these tostones until they're crispy, and then again drain them and season them and use them for whatever you want. So that's the week. Labor Day on the horizon, so we'll look at things to do for that next week and see what else, any food holidays coming up. And of course, American football starts. We've got to think of Sunday football. Get ready for that. We did have some nice, of course, Jake's. We'll continue on with Buckashuck Dollar Oysters on Sunday all day while they last, and $5 craft beers. And plus whatever else we can figure out, get some nice upscale stadium food. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. France has presented the nation's highest honor to three Americans and a Briton who overpowered a man shooting at passengers on a train traveling from Brussels to Paris.
French President François Hollande presented the Legion of Honor to the three Americans who stopped the shooting, Alex Scarlato, Spencer Stone, and Anthony Sandler. A Briton, Chris Norman, also received the medal. Stone says all three of them jumped into action when they heard shots ring out aboard the train.
All three of us started punching him, and then I was able to grab him again, choke him unconscious.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
IndyCar driver Justin Wilson is in a coma after flying debris hit him during the ABC Supply 500 at Pennsylvania's Pocono Raceway. Wilson's injury happened Sunday after driver Sage Karam crashed into a wall, sending debris flying onto the track.
Tropical storm Danny looks like it's falling apart. Forecasters say the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season will probably be a tropical depression by this morning and should dissipate in a few days. This is USA Headline News.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap.